Seriously? Cough, cough? Okay, I know you're staring at me. Don't look away now. You've been staring since I got to the bus stop. You really shouldn't be doing that. It's kind of weird, you know? Just staring at a woman like that. Sneaking those little glances. Am I hard to ignore? Can you not take your eyes off me? Are you a little simp, a sub, a good boy? I thought so. I see your eyes light up when I say those things. But baby, didn't you know that's not how to worship a woman like me? That's not how you show me what a good sub you are. What time is it? Okay, I can fit this in. Follow me. Now, good boy. Come on, don't toddle now. It's very nearby. Come, follow. Very good. Come on, inside now, into my place. Come on. Good boy. Aren't you obedient already? That's an immediate improvement, isn't it? You know, you shouldn't follow strange women home. They could do anything to you. You really let your lust take you for a stroll there, didn't you? But it's okay. You're safe. Relatively speaking, I don't want to hurt you. I just want to teach you the proper way to show a woman who you really are. So sit down. Sit down and relax. I don't want you to do anything but follow my commands, okay? You owe me that from your little show at the bus stop. But I'm going to help you. I'm going to show you what a good boy does instead of what you do. Acting like a lovesick moron. No, a good boy is patient and attentive and polite. You need to learn that. So just follow my commands and shut your eyes. Those eyes are the root of all your trouble. Shut them. Now, good boy. And you do like it when I call you a good boy, don't you? I know you do. Of course you do. Because I say it when you please me by following commands. And that makes you want to be a good boy again for me. How delicious that little feedback loop is. Now, I want you to imagine something for me in that mind of yours. A little scene. Focus on it, won't you? Good boy. The scene that I'll talk you through is how a good sub worships, obeys, simps. Okay. So as mommy describes it, you see it, hear it, feel it. You may even reenact it. So imagine now me walking through a room, my heels clicking on the floor. A rhythmic, consistent clicking that draws your attention. You look down and see my feet, my black leather heels. And you know that you can't look up until mommy gives you permission. But instead, you feel my hand on your back, pressing you down. A soft force pushing you to your knees. The clicking of my heels rings in your mind as you drop. As you drop down to your knees. You could do it too. Just like the scene. You might want to fall down to your knees. That's right, just fall. The sound of my clicking heels makes it so enticing to fall. To drop down to your knees. The mere idea of it is so tantalizing, and it's the right way to worship. Focus on that idea for me, being on your knees. Oh, good boy. Picture yourself there. Hear the sound of my clicking heels like a metronome ticking in your ears. Feel a carpet beneath your knees. See yourself staring down at my feet, waiting for me to issue a command. The command to drop to your knees. And when you drop down to your knees for me, you'll enter a state of total submission to me. Because it's what you want, isn't it? It's what you've wanted ever since you saw me at that bus stop. To give yourself to my power. To be my good boy and submit yourself to me. Mind and body. So no more creepy glances, no more staring. You look at my feet until told otherwise. And when you are commanded to fall to your knees, you will drop onto your knees and drop into a mindless, obedient trance for me. Totally immersed in the subspace that exists within your mind when a dominant woman takes over. It's like your conscious mind can switch off when you're so desperate and submissive for a powerful dom. And I know the clicking of heels, that idea of feeling the floor against your knees, that vision of my feet and what you could see above. It's all so tempting and tantalizing. You can't help but want it. Want to. Drop to your knees. Now. Drop to your knees. Right now, like the good boy you are. Down on your knees. Deep in my power. Under my spell. Under my control. And that's it, my good boy. And you don't look up unless told otherwise. You don't speak unless spoken to. You are obedient. You are submissive. And you are respectful. And I want to make sure you stay that way. So you're going to create a little association now. I know you love to obey, to be submissive, to serve and follow orders. It's obvious, but you have that side of you that disobeys, that stares and looks and talks back. Not acceptable. You will worship only as you should. So let's make sure you remember by associating your pleasure with correct submission. Touch yourself for me. Down there on your knees. Go ahead. You have my permission. Mommy says touch yourself now. Good. See, it feels good to obey me. Don't be shy. Nice and fast. Make it feel really good for me like a good boy. That's right. It's so easy to twist your mind to my needs and my desires. You're about to learn a very important lesson. Submissive boys should obey, respect, and serve. No peeking, no talking, no thinking without my permission. In fact, we'll make that your mantra. No looking without permission. Say it and stroke your cock. Oh, good boy. No talking without permission. Repeat. Good boy. Feels so good to hear me say that, doesn't it? So right to be a good boy. No thinking without permission. Speak. Good boy. Now, isn't it so much better when you're a good, obedient boy? When you follow my orders and do whatever I tell you? Say yes. Good boy. You're being much more obedient now. Keep stroking that cock because it belongs to me now. It's what I'll use to control you. Control your body and mind. Your arousal is your weakness. It's what made you stare at me. And now it's what I'll use to make you completely docile and obedient for me. So stroke that cock that belongs to me, and accept that everything is mine now. You are mine. In fact, you'll need to say it aloud for me. My cock belongs to Mr. Scalia. Repeat. Good boy. My body belongs to Mr. Scalia. Repeat. Good boy. My mind belongs to Mistress Kalia. Speak. Good boy. Now you're understanding what you are, who I am, and how you should act. If you want to be mommy's little simp and stroke the slave cock, you will obey me without question. Is that clear? Say yes. Good boy. Do you think you deserve to come? Say no. That's a good boy. Do you think I'm going to let you? Did you speak? No. That's not okay. I didn't give you permission, so no words unless told to speak, right? Good. Silence. Perfect. Good boy. You don't deserve that orgasm, my new slave. But you know it will seal my commands in your mind forever. So as much as I want to punish you, I want your orgasm to permanently associate your pleasure with obedience to me. So pump that slave cock hard and fast. Stare at the floor and pump for your mistress. Pump for mommy, simp. Pump and stroke. You're going to come on my command. When I tell you to orgasm, you're going to blow that slave load and with it any resistance you may have had left. You're going to pump out your willpower, your resistance, your strength, and become a mindless obedient simp. My slave, my toy. So stroke for mommy. Stroke it hard, my slave. Stroke and surrender. Pump and submit. Look your hand for mommy like a good little slave. Good boy. And now I'm going to count from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, you'll erupt in a wonderful, pleasurable, sexual explosion of erotic enslavement. You'll accept your place at my feet, on your knees, forever. 5. Pumping so hard and fast for mommy like a good slave. 4. Stroking your resistance away now for me, slave. 3. Oh my good boy, being so obedient and horny. 2. Stroking away any chance you had to resist me, my good boy. 1. Come. Come for your mistress. Come your will away. Feel every drop of resistance shooting from your body and leaving you completely and utterly enslaved to me. My mindless, obedient boy. My good boy. Ready to serve, obey, and worship me for as long as you live. You're mine now, my slave. Mine to use, mine to command, mine to play with, whenever I want. Mommy is so proud of you. You've learned so much. And now you know how to properly worship a dominant woman. how to worship me. You won't be naughty and stare anymore. You'll be good and ask permission, if you're allowed to speak at all. But don't worry, Mommy will be gentle with you. I'll make sure you feel safe and warm and happy in my power. You'll have so much pleasure in my service. Every moment will feel so, so good. So relax now, rest, and I'll count up from 1, 2, 3, and we'll go catch that bus before it's really late, okay? 1, feeling yourself return to normal, your senses opening up, your eyes opening, body moving just a bit. 2, letting your thoughts flow freely now, letting that conscious mind come back to you. And 3, awaken now and see the world as normal. You're with me. Hey, get yourself cleaned up, sweetie. Mistress has a bus to catch. Good boy.